Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A North Iowa man is dead after his motorcycle struck a deer northeast of Mason City. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office says the fatal collision occurred in the 1300 block of Broad Street in Plymouth and was discovered by a deputy shortly before 4:30 Sunday morning. 22-year-old Alan Schaefer of Mason City was riding a motorcycle when he hit a deer that entered the road. Schaefer was pronounced dead at the scene. The Mason City Police and Fire Departments and the Plymouth Fire Department also assisted at the scene. A Charles City man accused of sexually abusing a child has been released from custody on bail. The Charles City Police Department arrested 38-year-old Charles Fisher last Tuesday on a Floyd County warrant, charging him with second-degree sexual abuse, a Class B felony. According to court documents, a female victim under 10 years old told a forensic investigator and medical staff at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo that she was sexually assaulted by Fisher. The acts are alleged to have occurred while the child was in his care at his residence between January 26th and January 28th. Fisher was initially held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond. On Thursday afternoon, he filed a request to reduce bail to at least 10% of the $25,000 because he couldn't afford even a bondsman. He also needed to get out of jail as soon as possible to try to get back the job he lost when he was arrested. Still, bail of $25,000 was posted on his behalf early Friday afternoon, about 3 hours before he was approved for a bond review, which was then scheduled for yesterday, but then canceled with Fisher already bailed out. A pair of Missouri men have pleaded not guilty to drug charges following a traffic stop earlier this year in North Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol says 31-year-old Ronell Ross of Ferguson, Missouri, and 24-year-old Kenmonte Holman of Jennings, Missouri, were in a semi that was stopped February 28th along Interstate 35 in Worth County. According to the criminal complaints, Ross was allegedly found with a backpack containing 3 bags of marijuana and a firearm. Ross has been charged with a controlled substance violation and possession of a firearm by a felon, both Class D felonies. In addition to the 3 bags of marijuana, Holman also allegedly had a suitcase with about 30 to 50 clear plastic baggies that could be used to individually package marijuana. He was also arrested for a controlled substance violation. Both men have pleaded not guilty, and their trials have been set for May 1st in Worth County District Court. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley will hold a pair of town meetings this week in North and Northeast Iowa as part of his annual 99-county meetings. Grassley will host a Winnebago County town meeting from 9 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning in Salvation Hall on the Waldorf University campus in Forest City. From 9 to 10 a.m. on Thursday morning, the senator from New Hartford will host a Winnesheek County town hall at the Wilder Business Center on the Northeast Iowa Community College campus in Kelmer. Grassley says representative government requires a continued dialogue between elected officials and the people we represent. I look forward to hearing directly from Iowans in Winnebago and Winnesheek counties, as well as responding to any of their questions or concerns. This is Grassley's 44th consecutive year holding at least one meeting in each of Iowa's 99 counties. The town meetings are open to the public. A Vietnam veteran will be featured in a NIAC Lifelong Learning Institute program this afternoon in Charles City. A Day in the Delta will be presented by Bob Lemke at the temporary NIAC Charles City Center at 109 North Main Street from 1:30 to 3:30. Lemke is a retired banker who lives in Mason City, whose tour of duty was from December 1966 to December of 1967. Lemke's picture show will include photos he took during his year in the Mekong Delta, from the rice paddies during the monsoon and dry seasons, the various base camps of the 9th Infantry Division, special zones in the Delta, jungle areas, living conditions, and more. Lemke is a longtime member of the American Legion, the VFW, and a lifetime member of the Vietnam Veterans of America. The Lifelong Learning Institute program is free and open to the public. However, space is limited. Call 641-422-4271 to reserve a spot. Friday night on 95.1 The Bull, it's Iowa women's basketball, Final Four of the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes will take on UConn, broadcast time 8:15 Friday night. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.